Okay, yesterday we spoke about what you're allowed to eat Erev Pesach, and fourth hour, tenth hour, that was Siman Tov Ayin Aleph. And I listened to the tape, and we spoke about the fact that the Shulchan Aruch talks about eating Matzah Ashira. And we explained a little bit about Matzah Ashira, but I felt that, after listening to the tape, that if you're not familiar with this concept called Matzah Ashira, or Egg Matzah, you didn't know what I was talking about. So we're going to do Siman Tov Samech Beis. Tov Samech Beis. Tov Samech Beis. Din Mei Peros Im Mach Mitzin. Okay, we have to start with the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed Hey. There's a few Gemaras. We have to go through these Gemaras, and then we're going to work out three opinions in Rishonim, and then see how it comes down to Halach Lamaisa. And I think this is an important idea to understand. Well, Sfardim officially eat this stuff. Ashkenazim officially do not eat this stuff. But as we spoke out yesterday, there is a lot of this stuff available on the market, and it's important to know what it is. And it does take up an interesting and important spot in Hilchos Pesach. Yes. So we're going to discuss at length what that means. What is egg matzah? What is matzah ashir? So matzah is supposed to be flour and water. It's lechem oni, poor man's bread, flour and water. The flour, you have to make sure it does not come in contact with water until you put it in contact with water. Then we know the clock starts ticking. After 18 minutes, if you let it sit around, it becomes chametz. This flour has to be, talk about shmura matzah, you have to guard it, make sure that it does not come in contact with water, it does not become chametz. If you want to yotze the mitzvah, this is not our topic, but there's an idea of having in mind the shei matzah's mitzvah. And this flour is special flour. It's not flour that you just buy at the makola and then turn it into matzah. It's flour that's guarded, watched, specifically to make sure that it does not become chametz. Flour and water. The Gemara Pesachim Lamed Hey Amar Aleph Reish Lakish tells us Isa, that's a dough, shenilosha, that is needed, b'yayin shemen udvash, wine, oil, or honey, ein chayavin al chimutza charis. One is not chayav if you take yayin shemen udvash and you mix it up with flour. Again, flour, we're not talking about flour that you buy at the makola. Flour that is theoretically possible to be used for matzah. But instead of mixing it with water, you mix it with yayin shemen udvash. If you allow it to become chametz, well, let's say, ein chayavin al chimutza charis. If it would become chametz, let's say, you're not going to be chayav karis. We know that on regular chametz, flour and water, you let it stick around for 18 minutes, it's now chametz, you eat it on Pesach, one is chayav karis. Why not? The Gemara tells us why is yayin shemen udvash not chayav karis? Mei peros ein machmitzen. The Gemara tells us, mei peros, the liquid of peros. That means not water, it's orange juice, real orange juice. Well, I shouldn't say that. Mei peros ein machmitzen. So what does it mean, mei peros ein machmitzen? So there's probably two ways of understanding this. We could say that it's probably, let's say the Rambam understands that this is referring to what was just discussed. Yain, shemen, and dvash, okay, does not become chametz. And therefore, that's also called matzah ashira. And if you want to eat it the first night of Pesach, you're not yotzei your mitzvah. We call all these things mei peros, but mei peros could mean any type of mei peros that's not water. Apple juice, orange juice. You have a question?
Pomegranate juice.
What? Pomegranate juice, anything else. Okay, the Rambam happens to say that matzah ashir, that you're not yotze, your mitzvah, is only the four liquids mentioned in the Gemara. Yayin, shemen, dvash, and chalav. Anything else, if you have, I don't know how they make egg matzah bizman azeh, someone tried to tell me they make it from apple juice. If that's true that they make it from apple juice, so we'll soon see the Ashkenazim don't eat this stuff at all. But Sfardim, if you make it with apple juice, according to the Rambam, it's not matzah ashira. You could be yote mitzvah's matzah lel seder with matzah ashira, because according to the Rambam, it's not matzah ashira if it's made from apple juice. The only type of matzah ashira that you're not yote your mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is the four liquids mentioned in Chazal, yayin, shemen, dvash, and chalav, but not mei peros. So here when the Gemara says mei peros ein machmitzin, the Rambam understands it's this yayin, shemen, dvash, and chalav. We generally understand mei peros is anything but water, which we're going to discuss in Siman Tav Samach Beis. Now there's another Gemara, Pesachim Lamed Vav, bring a brisa. Ein lashin isa bePesach b'yayin shemen udvash. You don't need an isa. You don't make matzah out of yayin shemen udvash. V'im lash. What if you did it? So the brisa brings down a machlokes. Rav Gamliel says burn it immediately, and the Chachamim say eat it. And then the Gemara brings down a story that Rabbi Kiva, when he was visiting his Rebbein and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua over Pesach, he made matzah out of yayin shemen udvash. And they didn't give him any problem with it. They didn't tell him that he wasn't allowed to do that. So here we have one Gemara, the one that tells us, mei peros ein machmitzin, it doesn't become chametz. On the other hand, we have a Gemara, where we seem to have a machlokes. First of all, it says, don't do it. And if you did it, either you're allowed to eat it, or you have to burn it immediately. So what does it mean when we talk about mei peros ein machmitzin? So when we talk about chametz, we can talk about ein machmitzin klal. It does not become chametz at all. It means you could put mei peros into, let's say, wine. You're making wine cookies. We spoke about, there's a lot of wine cookies on the market. Kosher Pesach, for Sephardim, perhaps, wine cookies. So you take wine, and you mix it into the kosher Pesach flour. Okay, not water flour, which would make real matzah, but you take wine and mix it up with kosher Pesach flour, and you make Sephardi wine cookies. Now, is there an 18-minute time limit over there? Or can you just let it sit around all day? That's one option, is it doesn't become chametz at all. That's what the Gemara is telling us, even if it sits around all day. Option number one. Option number two is, it's just like flour, we could call it like flour and water. Now, not if you say ein machmitzin, but according to the second opinion, right, the second Gemara, that if you did it, you have to burn it, because you could say that it's like flour and water. Flour and mei peros is like flour and water. Or you could say that it is memaher lahachmitz. It's not chametz immediately. It's not chametz like flour and water. It's not ein machmitz in klal, but rather it's memaharin lahachmitz. It can come, if you don't have 18 minutes. You have less than 18 minutes. How many minutes is unclear. Again, you can say flat mei peros is just like water. You could say that it's memaher lahachmitz, it becomes chametz more quickly than water, and we don't necessarily know how quickly. We could say ein machmitz in klal, it does not become chametz at all. In the shita of ein machmitz in klal, that the mei peros does not become chametz at all, so there's two ways of understanding that, as we'll soon see in the Rishonim. One is it does not become chametz at all. You can let it sit around all day, and then you can eat it. That's one option. Another way to understand this is ein machmitzin, it doesn't become full-fledged chametz, as the Gemara said, ein chayavin achimutza kares, it doesn't become chametz to the point that you be chayav kares, but perhaps it will become a different type of chametz, perhaps something called chametz nuksha, which is a lo saseh, but not an iser kares. An iser makas, not an iser kares. I don't know if that was clear. Now let's see three sheets in Rishonim, and hopefully it'll become clear. Rashi holds, when the Gemara says, ein machmitzin, ein chayav en achimutza kares, it means it doesn't become full-fledged chametz for which it'd be chayav kares, but it does become chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha is a low saseh, it's not kares, it's a lower level, it doesn't become full-fledged chametz, it's the beginning of the chametz process, and therefore it can become chametz that carries with it a low saseh, but not full-fledged chametz that carries with it kares. And therefore it's...
chametz nuksha?
What? Chametz nuksha. Right. Chametz nuksha is either inedible chametz, which of course this is not, because we're eating wine cookies, before Pesach at least. So chametz nuksha is either inedible chametz, or chametz that is not fully, cannot become full-fledged chametz. It's this chametz nuksha. Semi-chametz. Okay, so according to Rashi, who's the most machmir opinion, the idea of mei peros ein machmitzin is not really accurate. It's not that it doesn't become chametz and you can let it sit around all day, but according to Rashi, it doesn't become chametz ein chayav en achumutza kares, but you are chayav alosa, so you are chayav makas for this type of chametz because it becomes chametz nukshav. And Rashi holds that this is even if there's no water at all. You're dealing with 100% fruit juice, 100% mei peros. It does not become chametz for which you chayev kares, but it is chametz for which you chayev makos. And therefore, the Gemara says, Ein Lashon, you do not make such an Isa on Pesach. And if you did, you have to burn it. And the Chachamim say, you can eat it. And the Machlokas over there is, can you guard it from becoming chametz or not? It'll never become real chametz, for which it chayav kares, but it can become chametz that carries with it makos, alosa say, called chametz nuksha. That is the opinion of Rashi, opinion number one. Opinion number two is Tosas. And Tosas says that these two Gemaras, one says meperos are not machmitzin, and the other one says that you can't make matzah ashiro. So the one that says ein machmitzin, first of all, Tosas says it can't become chametz at all. You can let it sit around all day, as long as there's no water in it. All you have is meperos, you just put in wine, it never becomes chametz, it can sit around all day. The other opinion, the other Gemara, is talking about when you put in a little bit of water. If you mix the meperos and the water, so then Tosas says, it's memaher lachmitz. You don't have 18 minutes. How much time you have is unclear, but you don't have 18 minutes. So according to Tosas, if there's no water at all, it is mutter lagamre, it'll never become chametz. Not chametz of kares, not chametz of makas, not losasei, nothing. You're allowed to eat it. And in fact, we spoke about yesterday, eating it Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, until the 10th hour, that is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that is Tosas L'shitaso. But once you mix in a little bit of water, then it can the chametz process is no longer 18 minutes, it happens much more quickly. The third opinion is the Rif. The Rif holds like Rabbi Akiva, and he says, also, without water, ein machmitzin klal, Rabbi Akiva made this stuff to eat on Pesach, not for the Seder, where you need lechem oni, but to eat it for the rest of Pesach. Without water, it can't become chametz at all. With water, here the Rif is more makil than Tosas, with water, it can become chametz like anything else. You have 18 minutes. Okay, so you have three shittas. Rashi is the most machmir. He tells us it can never become chametz punishable by kares, but it can become chametz that's punishable with an iser makas called chametz nuksha, even without any water at all. We have Tosas who says if there's no water, it can never become chametz, but with water, it can become chametz mimaher, right away, it can become chametz. And we have the Rif who says without water, it can also never become chametz. With water, you have an 18-minute clock. Now let's see this in the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Tav Samech Beis Sif Aleph. Mei Peros below Mayim Ein Machmitzin Klal. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rif and Tosas. If it's what we call wine cookies, if there's no water there at all, it's only wine. It can never become chametz. Ein Machmitzin Klal. The Mishnah Berurah tells us Sif Katav Beis. This is very important. Hainu below mayim cloud. There's no water at all. Even if you have a drop of water, hare elu machmitzu. Once you have a drop of water already, that will speed up the process, like the opinion of Tosas, and it can become chametz. Well, he doesn't tell us if it can become chametz right away, or you have an 18-minute clock, but once you mix in water, then you're asking for trouble. Yes? Yeah.
With wine, is that like super diluted wine?
No, no water.
Absolutely no water.
All right, we'll get there. We're going to talk about it. Shulchan Aruch is going to talk about it. We'll get there, we'll get there, we'll get there. No, 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 right. We're going to get there. But once you get into water, water's a problem. Water's a problem. We'll get there. We'll get there, we'll get there. Let's go. We got the introduction was the long part. The rest should go quickly and smoothly. And hopefully it'll be understandable with that not-so-understandable introduction. May Peres Bomayim A Machmitzin Klal. It sounds like it cannot become chametz at all. You can let it sit around all day. Umutr lecha b'Pesach, and you're allowed to eat it on Pesach, says the Machaber, writing for Sephardic Jewry. Matzah sheni lo shebemei peros. Matzah that was kneaded with mei peros. You're allowed to eat it on Pesach. Afilu shasa kol hayom. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, it can sit around all day, just like the Rif, and like Tosas. You can let it sit around all day, it can't become chametz, and you're allowed to eat it. Not like Rashi, but rather like Tosas and the Rif. Aval, but, and Yotzei ba yidei chavasa. You can't fulfill your mitzvah, Leil Seder, by eating matzah shira, hibneishi matzah shira. Once you need it with these juices, it's matzah shira. Ukroksiv, and the Pasuk says, for mitzvah's matzah, you need lechem oni, poor man's bread. And this is not poor man's bread. Good. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch when you have mei peros without water at all. Sif Beis. Mei Peros Imayim. Once you have mei Peros with water, Mei Maharim Lahachmit Yoser Mishar Isa. So here the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Tosus. Once you mix it in with water, so then it's Mimaher Lahachmis more than, you don't have an 18 minute clock. What's the clock? We don't know. What's the clock is unclear. Okay, but once you have made pairs with water, memarim lahachmit yosef mishar isa, you don't have 18 minutes. Pilkat, therefore, ein lalush bahem, you should not need with made pairs and water together. Again, the Shulchan Aruch for Sephardic Jewry tells us, if you just have pure liquids that are not water, that's fine. Once you mix in water, it's memarim lahachmit, you don't have 18 minutes, therefore you should not make any grain products, any flour with made peros with water, then lash behev. If you did it, so then the Shulchan Aruch says, yofe yeofe miyad. You should bake it immediately, like the opinion of the Chachamim over there in the Gemara. Hold on. Now, what does it mean, memaharim lahachmit? So here, the Bir Alocha gives us two opinions. Ayin beposkin deika putta bechamit zu. If you put in made peros and water, so the clock is working even faster, you can't waste a second. You know, bake it immediately, throw it in the oven. The das rabbein otam u'shar poskin enor el chametz nukshe. The chametz gomor enor el mimayim bilvad. So what kind of chametz will this become with the meperos and the water? So the first opinion, the Bir Alocha says, is like rabbein otam, that it just becomes chametz nukshe, which is lo sase chametz, not kareis chametz. The das ha-rambam u'di'ime u'chametz gomor. According to the Rambam, it can become full-fledged chametz that carries with it a punishment of Karis. Okay, Lamaisa doesn't really make a difference. Even the Shulchan Aruch for Sfardim, who says that made Paris alone, you're allowed to knead and it won't become chametz. Once you mix in water, it's mamar lahachmetz, whether it becomes chametz nuksha, which is lo sase chametz, or it becomes chametz gamor, which is Karis chametz. Either way, we don't do it. But if you did it, the Shulchan Aruch says, yofe miyad. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat on Ches brings down a machlokas. What if you did it and you waited, but less than 18 minutes? So then, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Ches v'im Aver v'shoa kod ma'afia yeish le'asar ba'achila af shaloshah shir mil. Even though you did not wait a shir mil we assume is 18 minutes. Even if it's less than 18 minutes, you're not allowed to eat it. V'al yirav ha'matzali lahatib hefse merubah af ba'achila kol shaloshah shir mil v'lo nimkar ba'simane chimutz. If it doesn't have the signs that it became chametz, you're allowed to eat it even as long as it does not wait 18 minutes. And that will be like the Rif, right? The Rif says once you mix in made peros and water, it becomes like Shar Isa. So B'Shas HaTchak, Deli Rabba says, eat it. And Tosas holds that the clock starts ticking, it becomes an Isra Lav, it doesn't become an Isra Kares. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong place. The Eli Rabba says, Hefse Merubah, you're allowed to eat it even less than a shear. If it's less than a shear mil, did not wait 18 minutes. It's like a regular dough, and you're allowed to eat it. Eli Rabba is making like the Rif B'Shas HaTchak. And the regular opinion in the Mishnah Berurah is that, is like Tosfos, that you have to get rid of it. If you leave it go for a second, and you're not working on the dough, it can become chametz immediately, and therefore, you're not allowed to eat it at all. Good, that is Sif Beis. Sif Gimel. Mutr lalush b'yayin, you're allowed to knead the dough with wine. Again, this is all the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch for Sfardim. But this is what they're selling on the market. These are these wine cookies from the Popashdu brothers and the Gutinu brothers that you will, if you stick around for another week or so, you'll see all over the place. Mutr lalush b'yayin, afapi shi'ev shalo below tipas mayim shenofeles b'sha'as ha'botim. You're allowed to knead with wine, even though it's impossible to have wine without some drops of water there. Even the chachila, they used to put in some water into the wine. We're not going to get into this, but we know that wine that's touched by a guy, you're not allowed to drink. There's some idea called nitzok chibur. If I have a bottle of wine, and I pour it into a guy takes a cup of wine and drinks it. And now all that's left in the bottom of his cup is the residue, leftover wine. If I just pour from my bottle into his cup, that connection will answer my bottle of wine. The way you get out of that is by putting in some water. Okay, I don't want to. It's not our topic. You can be ma'ayin sifkat on the test. The Mishabura discusses this idea. But the point is that by putting in some water, that stops this nitzuk chibur, and that will not enable the guy's wine to ask for my wine. So even though you're putting in a little bit of water, v'afapiki ein lo chosh lahem hol kvar nisbatlu hamayim b'yayin kodem shalashu ha'isa. So here, the drops, the little bit of water that you put in, we assume is bottled to the wine, that's not called meperos plus mayim, that remains meperos, and that is going to be mutter. Now here the Mishabura Sifkat and Yud says that most achorim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and say you cannot be mevatel the water in the meperos. I'm sorry, he's not disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. Sifkat and Yud, the Mishabura says, rov achorim eskimu de ba'alma lo mahani bitl b'mayim. Shinis arbu b'meperos. You cannot be mevatel, this is Giller's question, you can't be mevatel the water into the meperos. You skip down like three or four lines, he says by wine it's different. V'hocha shayna, here's different. Shemis arev amayim b'yayin ad shelo nigmura asiyasa. You're not taking full-fledged wine and putting in water. You're putting the water into the wine before it's fully fermented and become wine, while it's still becoming wine, and therefore, nishape hamayim gam kein liyayin. The water itself turns into wine. In the Bir Halacha, Dibur Masvil Hoil, he brings down some disagree. Even Yayin Gomor, a little bit of water will become Bata. Okay. That's enough for us. Sif, Dalid. May Beitzim. You have egg matzah. Beitzim, you take eggs, raw eggs, Ushar Mashkim, and other types of liquids. Kulam Have Bechlal May Peros. This may be against that Rambam that we discussed. But the Shulchan Aruch tells us all liquids aside for water, shar mashkim, apple juice, orange juice, mei beitzim, all of it's included in mei peros. Hagah. Now this is very important. Here is our Ramah for Ashkenazim. Everyone wake up. Uvedios elu, eino gilalush b'mei peros. Ashkenazim are not knowing to knead any dough with mei peros. Not only that, even just to put a little bit of a, you kneaded it, flour and water, now you want to put on top of it this shine that you have on challah. That shine is from the mei beitzim. You bake challahs on top, you put a little bit of, you have a raw challah, you're about to put it in the oven, you take a paintbrush and you paint on some mei peros, some mei beitzim. That you're not allowed to do, right, egg whites. You're not allowed to do that for your matzah. And after it's already been baked, when it's still warm, then you can put on something if you want. The Ramah concludes, the minig Ashkenaz is like Rashi. We do not, well, we'll see soon what the Mishnah says, but we do not mix anything with our kosher Pesach flour. Only water, being very careful that it becomes only full-fledged matzah, not made peros, not made beitzim, not yayin, Hashem, chalav, tal. All those things we do not mix up with our Pesach flour. We only make matzah. Why? So unless, again, ve'in the shanos, don't change them lo b'shas adchak, unless it's a shas adchak for a sick or elderly person. And here the Mishabura Sifkat and Yud Tes says the kula of the Ramah is only for made peros l'chudayu, for full-fledged mei peros. Avav mei peros imayim ein lolosh l'chatchila afilu b'shas adchak. Even for an older sick person, you're never allowed to take mei peros and water and mix it into flour. Now, what's the problem? Why is the Ramah machmir? So the Mishabura Sifkat on Tesvav. Go back to Tesvav. D'choshishin d'chatchila l'svaras haniposkim d'svirlu d'mei peros b'chudayu gamkin machmitzin u'memarin gamkin l'hachmitz. We're choshesh for the opinions we saw Rashi that even meperos alone can become chametz, maybe not full-fledged chametz according to Rashi that Yechayev curries for, but it can become chametz nuksha, punishable isser lav, punishable by makos, and it's mamaher lahachmitz. You don't have an 18-minute clock even when you're dealing with meperos alone. The gam, and this is very important, Rav Katz spoke about this yesterday, I'm told. The gam says in Mishabur at the end of Sifkat and Tezav, the gam choshesh in shemen is arev ma'ayim, dulukule alma machmitz. If a little bit of water falls in, so then it changes the whole game. So even if we're not worried about Shitas Rashi, even if we say that May Peros are not machmitzin, that's only there's no water at all. But if Katz pointed out, what if on the machine there's a little bit of water? What if in the bowl is a little bit of water? What if the guy's hands are wet? Excuse my saying this. What if the guy is talking and some saliva comes out of his mouth? The Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, saliva is machmitz. Any drop of water, according to these shitas, is going to turn it into chametz. You no longer have an 18-minute clock, and it can become chametz right away. And I was told by the Sfardim regarding these wine cookies that they sell for Sfardim. Again, Ramot tells us clearly we're not allowed to eat them. I asked Rav Nemzon, why does an old or sick person need wine cookies? Why does he need egg matzah? Let him eat potatoes. He said, maybe potatoes not so healthy. Maybe for health reasons. He wasn't so excited about the question. But certainly, us young, healthy whippersnappers do not. The Ramah tells us that we do not eat these things. So someone told me that Rav Avadia Yosef has, well, he has a bunch of sons, but one son gives the hashgacha for these wine cookies, and the other son holds that they're chametz gomer. He won't even allow it in his house on Pesach. So if you're a Sephardi, you want to know if you should eat them, consult your local halachic Sephardic authority. Ashkenazim, it's pashut that we don't eat it. We don't assume it's chametz gomer. You can leave it in your house. We let the kids run around with it the week before Pesach so they don't throw chametz all over the house. But we certainly don't eat it. And even if you find it with an OU in America, read the fine print that talks about the elderly and the infirm. And be very careful. Again, make sure there's no kidneys in that which you're eating over Pesach. And make sure that it's not this matzah ashira products, because Ashkenazim do not eat matzah ashira products. Hold on, we have to just finish the simon very quickly. This next is very exciting. Halosh isa b'mei peros. So, if you make matzah ashira, tova sosa pochos mishir isaron, it's good to make it less than a shir isaron, kidei shlo tischayev b'chala. It shouldn't become chayev and chala. When we bake, so there's a mitzvah of afrashas challah. This is very interesting. What do we do with the challah? So what we're supposed to do with the challah is give it to a kohen to eat. Nowadays, they were all tamei. You separate challah. Automatically, on impact, the challah becomes tamei. And therefore, we don't give it to the kohen, but we burn it. However, some of you may be familiar with the idea that food cannot become tameh unless it's first hukshar lekabel tumah. There's a masech to call maseches machshirin. Okay? It has to be hukshar lekabel tumah. Something that's dry, that never came in contact with certain liquids, cannot become tameh. What are those liquids? So here's the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Chav. If you knead your dough with mei peros, hainu b'mei beitzim u'sham mei peros, v'am she'enu mishivas ha'mashkim. If you need one of the seven liquids to turn something to enable it to become tameh. Those seven liquids, if you went to Rav Ami Shir, Simen Kuf Nun Ches, Hilchas Netilas Sedayim, if you dip something, Davash Tibulo B'mashke, which is also a topic that comes up at the Seder, you dip your karpas, Kadesh Urchatz Karpas, you wash your hands without a bracha, when you dip something into a liquid, and now you enable it to become tameh, so there's a whole discussion over there, whether you're chayev to wash your hands, bizman is there, not chayev. We certainly don't make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila, when you dip something into a liquid, you should wash your hands, but without a bracha. That's if you dip it into one of the seven liquids: yad, shachat, dam, yain, dvash, shemen, chalav, tal, dam, mayim. But if you don't have one of these seven liquids in your dough, then it doesn't become tamei, and it can't become tamei. So if you're using mei beitzim or apple juice, non-concentrated, full-fledged apple juice, to make your dough now is not tameh. You now separate challah, it's challah tahora, and it can't become tameh. You could be as tameh as a mace itself. It can't become tameh. Look at the Mishnah Berurah says, "Batam da'i de mei peros ein ha'isa mukhsheres lekabel tumo." The dough cannot become tameh. Vinish eres hachala tahora. You now have in your possession chala tahora. The eino shum eitza achakach malas ozba. There's nothing to do with this chala tahora. Le sarfa eino yachol. You can't burn this chala. She ain't sarfin kachim tahorin. You can't burn kachim tahorin. It's chala tahora. As you give it to the coin. Ula ochle eino yachol. You can't eat it. You can't give it to the coin to eat. She ruban tmei mesim ain't. Because most kohanim even though they're not supposed to be, but most of them are Tmei Mesim. We don't have a paraduma to remove the status of Tmei Mes. So B'shar Yemos HaShana, the rest of the year, what do we do? Yesh Eitza, She'itim Be'eis Alisha Gam Ha'atmayim. So the rest of the year, we would tell you, in Hilchas Chala, put it, make sure, even if your recipe doesn't call for water, put in one drop of water when you're making your batter, and therefore now with Tokshul Kabel Tuma, everyone's Tame, it right away becomes Tame, you separate Chala, it's Chala Tumea, and you burn it. U'mamei l'hokshar k'disa b'yardeya se b'shimchav tes. Aval ata l'tarach Pesach, halo yem mei peros imayim. You can't put in water. If you put in water, it says mei peros imayim. And you're not allowed to do that. But also lolish, you're not allowed to make mei peros with water. The chanal is yisrael v'sebeis. V'lachein ha'etza, that the Shulchan Aruch gives us, she'yivosh pochos mikeshir. You only chayav timafresh chala if you have a certain shear. Just because your mother is big, hopefully your mother knows about hilchos chala, but if she doesn't know hilchos chala, which is not so great, but if she made one or two chalas, it's not chayav in chala. Okay? You should first find out before you freak out at your mother. You're not allowed to freak out at your mother. But before you even talk to your mother about a precious challah, when you see her baking challah, if she made two challahs, it's not chayav and challah. You need a certain shear. What's that shear? An isaron. How much is an isaron? We can discuss later. So therefore, the eitz of the Shulchan Aruch is make less than a shear. If you make less than a shear, it's not chayav and challah, and you avoid the problem. What if b'di'evet you did make a shear, and it's chayav and challah? Yireh liten achala lekohen katan. Go give the challah to a kohen katan. Shel yotza tumu migufo, who has not yet started having wet dreams. He's not tame. He hasn't come in contact with a maize. And let him eat it. I have a kohen across the hall. And I was so excited when I learned this. I told my neighbor, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give it to your son. I mean, you know how to do the chatzilah. But he said, no, I would not let my son eat challah tahara b'zmanazah. Hold on. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah recommends b'di'evet if you made without any one of the liquids. Now, as we learned, there's a simple eitzah to get out of this, and that is put in one of the seven liquids is yayin dvash shemach lav tal damayim. So put in a tiny drop of yayin, and now it's tokshel lekabel tuma, and you get out of the whole problem. You can't put in water, but you can put in yayin, you can put in dvash, you can put in chalav, you can put in these other things.
You have to do it like immediately before you burn it, though. Nan Tzal says you
can't. No, you have to put it into the batter. You have to put it into the batter when you're originally making it.
But then you can't
have it. Why not?
You can't make it with the yayin.
No, this is, you're making halash isib mei peros. You're making mei peros. But you're not making it with yayin. You're making it with eggs. You're making it with apple juice. So put a little bit of a bit of wine for Spartan who are no egg, perhaps, yeah, possibly, sorry, to make these things on
Pesach.
On the bottom?
Let's see. An Aristotle, you can't do it in Beit
Harav.
You can't do what you want to do.
But the Amazon says, B'isa tzmeya b'kol yimos ha'shana yesh machlokes. Okay, hold on. B'chalas Eretz Yisrael e'ef sh'litein l'kohen katan. So chala in Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be min ha'Torah. Chala in Chutz La'aretz is supposed to be min d'rabbanim. Nowadays everything is d'rabbanim. We assume Shemitah is d'rabbanim, Shumas Ma'aretz is d'rabbanim, everything is d'rabbanim. But we still look at chalas Eretz Yisrael different than chalas Chutz La'aretz. So he says chalas Eretz Yisrael, which is more chomer because it is
neighbor's holding,
officially daraisa, and you can't even give it to a kohen katan. Very good. Shkoyach. Let's finish up very quickly the rest of the siman. Chita shenimtzeis b'dvash. If you find a piece of wheat in dvash, in honey, or b'yayin, v'chometz, mutter, it doesn't become chometz. Again, the mechaber, the shitaso, or b'vash, shalom, sari, b'mayim, as long as there's no water there, this grain of wheat did not become chometz. Yesh l'var ha'melach mechitim shlo yu b'socha. You should check your salt to make sure your salt is free of wheat. They used to get wheat mixed up in their salt. That can become a problem. When the salt starts to become liquefy or give off some liquidy substance, it can get into the chita, and that sounds like, according to the Mechaber, even is more like water, and it can be mit chametz. Okay, that's not so relevant for us, Bizmana.
How do they keep the weeds? What do you do? We need to go ahead and salt.